From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The U.S. Homeland Security Secretary John Kelly says people coming from the seven nations currently under a temporary travel restriction may be on that list indefinitely.
I'd be less than honest if I told you that some of those countries that are currently on the list may not be taken off the list anytime soon. They're countries that are in various states of collapse, as an example. But ultimately, we'd like to see all those countries taken off the list.
He said other countries could be added if it's determined they could tighten their procedures to ensure secure vetting. President Donald Trump's executive order suspends entry to all refugees for 120 days, bans Syrian refugees indefinitely, and blocks people from Iraq, Iran, Libya, Syria, Sudan, Yemen, and Somalia from entering the U.S. for 3 months. White House spokesman Sean Spicer continued to defend the order as a way to protect Americans.
We don't have the information that is necessarily required to make an accurate determination at the time of entry into our country. So we are going to make sure that because that country doesn't have maybe either the systems in place or in some cases the willingness to provide us the information necessary to ensure that the people that are coming into this country are properly vetted.
He said it's not a travel ban, but a vetting system to keep Americans safe. Meanwhile, hundreds of State Department officials reportedly signed an internal dissent memo protesting the ban. Spicer said they should get with the program or get out. Morocco officially rejoined the African Union Tuesday after a 33-year hiatus after quitting over the admission of Western Sahara. Morocco's king, Mohammed VI, was cheered as he took his seat for the first time during an AU summit in Ethiopia. The king said, "Africa is my home, and I'm coming back home." This is VOA News. The next round of UN-sponsored peace talks on Syria has been delayed to February 20th. UN Syrian envoy Stefan de Mistura said it will allow a ceasefire arranged in late December to take hold. Efforts to shore up the truce was the object of January talks in Kazakhstan. The UN diplomat gives three reasons why he's hopeful.
We have armed groups. 13 of them were present in Astana. And on the other side, the government. The second is that there is a serious intention to actually establish a mechanism that was missing the other ceasefires. And three countries who do have assets on the ground, Russian Federation, Turkey and Iran, have become the guarantors to actually ensure that the ceasefire is holding.
He said the delay will give the opposition a chance to form a united front in Geneva. Meanwhile, the U.S. is providing armored sport utility vehicles to the elements of Syrian Democratic Forces as it gears up for an assault on the Islamic State-held city Raqqa. Israel announced plans Tuesday for another 3,000 settlement homes in the occupied West Bank, the third such announcement in the last 2 weeks. The government prepared to evict hundreds of Jewish settlers from one West Bank outpost that the Supreme Court ruled was built illegally on private Palestinian land. President Donald Trump has nominated appellate court judge Neil Gorsuch to the U.S. Supreme Court to fill the seat vacated by the death of conservative jurist Antonin Scalia.
I took the task of this nomination very seriously. I have selected an individual whose qualities define, really, and I mean closely define, what we're looking for. Judge Gorsuch has outstanding legal skills, a brilliant mind, tremendous discipline, and has earned bipartisan support.
The 49-year-old Gorsuch expected to face stiff confirmation hearings in the Senate. At the White House ceremony, Gorsuch said he has been given a solemn assignment.
Standing here in a house of history and acutely aware of my own imperfections, I pledge that if I am confirmed, I will do all my powers permit to be a faithful servant of the Constitution and laws of this great country.
A Colorado native seen as an originalist, one who interprets the Constitution based on its original meaning at the time of its adoption in the late 18th century. The rights group Amnesty International said a wave of drug-related killings in the Philippines appears to be systematic, planned, and organized. It said the extrajudicial killings could amount to crimes against humanity. The report's release Wednesday followed the government's suspension of all police operations over allegations of corruption. New Zealand's Prime Minister Bill English Wednesday called an election for September 23rd. The center-right National Party has governed the country since 2008 and is seeking a fourth straight term. U.S. stocks ended Tuesday mixed with the benchmark Dow Jones average falling more than 100 points. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.